24-year-old Nadia regularly makes phone donations to Ukraine's National Guard. She now lives in a village about an hour away from Kyiv and finds it hard to get around without her cane. But she stays on top of the news. "You know that over 100 of our men have been killed," she said as I sat in her living room and watched her eyes fill with tears. Born in the same village as Taras Shevchenko, she's a distant relative of Ukraine's National Guard. During Stalin's terror, her father was imprisoned because he refused to join the collective farm. The family survived the Holodomor artificial famine because a kind official helped her illiterate mother write an appeal that allowed them to keep one cow. Nadia went on to become a school teacher. Her brother Seryozha went to Kyiv to study in a military academy. War broke out, and he was sent to the front. He was a tank commander and died near Smolensk. She remembers the date precisely, 19th December 1942, even though she had to look up the phone number to her one remaining sister who she calls all the time. Nadia told me, "Our village deputy Larissa was kind enough to come by and take my donation for the village collection to buy food supplies for the men fighting today." She added apologetically, "You understand, it's hard for me to get down to the shop." She'd heard stories of a neighbor who'd spent her working life in Russia and came back to Ukraine to retire, refusing to donate. "Imagine," Nadia said. "She never contributed to Ukraine's economy, but draws her pension from the Ukrainian state. Now, when the country is at war, she says it's the state's responsibility to fund the army." I didn't dare ask what Nadia's pension is, but know her daughters support her financially. As I was leaving the village, Nadia insisted that I take some cucumbers I'd helped pick from her garden and some apricots and cherries from her orchard. She seemed very disappointed that I wouldn't take more as she smiled, wished me health, happiness, and peace. For Public Radio Ukraine, Hromadske Radio, Marta Dychok, Kyiv.